Welcome to the Jennings Wire online magazine podcast series, where we feature interviews with our bloggers, as well as other top authors and experts. My name is Stacey Amaral Kaufman. I'm radio director of Annie Jennings PR, the national PR firm behind the online feature magazine sensation, JenningsWire.com, a community of bloggers that share their personal experiences and wisdom gained throughout their lives. There's nothing like it on the web, and we invite you to visit JenningsWire.com to discover the blogger that is just right for you. Today, we've got one of our amazing Jennings Wire bloggers, Thomas LaVecchia, a.k.a. the sales expert. Tom has 20 years of corporate sales experience and is CEO of X Factor Selling Systems, a sales training, motivation, and partner solutions company. He's also author of the book, The X Factor Selling System, The Sales Expert's Guide to Selling. So today we'll be talking to Tom about why everyone, and that means you, should work in sales at least once in their lives. Welcome, Tom.
Thanks for having me, Stacey.
It's my pleasure, Tom. And so why do you say everyone should work in sales? Isn't it like a really tough job and it's hard and nobody wants to apply themselves anymore? So is that why people should work in sales to like get, you know, go through the ringer?
Well, that's a great point. And the reason why everyone should work in sales, and if you really kind of look back what's been happening over the last few years, prior to about 2008, everybody was working, things were great, and everybody was making money. But after 2008, we had a huge downturn. So people were stuck in positions that they were not, either they were underemployed or lost their jobs completely. So the reason why at some point those people that are either in sales or have sales experience can use that experience they gain with interaction with, you know, customers, clients, and so forth to help better market themselves. So if you have sales experience versus maybe a candidate who had no sales experience, even for a non-sales-related job, having sales experience puts you ahead of the curve.
And what are the skills that you can acquire through selling, through working in sales, that can help you in translating into different situations, whether it be at work, whether it be in life?
Well, nobody loves hearing no. The fear of rejection is literally one of the top three fears that are out there. The first is, you know, death. Number two is public speaking, which also is in sales. And number three is hearing the word no. So by dealing with no, it is able to help you engage in tougher situations and helps you actually interact with whether it be a client, a boss, a colleague, and that interaction that, again, if it was been bad or negative that you had in sales, it would help you deal with it because you had the experience. I'll give you an example. When I first started in sales and I got my first major rejection, I was upset and I felt dejected. But then as I became tougher and I became tougher skinned, when I heard the word no, I realized that sometimes no is the beginning of the discussion and not the end. So I learned that no is not necessarily always no, and when it is no, it helped me to know how to handle it.
So what other benefits does going through sales training? I know you do a lot of training. So yeah. What benefits does going through some sales training have for someone, even if they're not looking to be in an actual sales career?
That's another great point. First is professional development. So whether you work in an operations role, a customer service capacity, whether you're in the C-suite, you're always selling. So if you have the sales training and have the ability to connect with that other person, which you learn through great sales training and repetition, it allows you to connect whoever you're speaking or interacting with, and it will help you better motivate them and frankly get your agenda across. Because you're always selling, Stacey, you know this, whether you're pitching PR, whether you're trying to get a two-year-old, you know, to go potty, or whether you're trying to, you know, convince your wife to go out for poker night, you're always selling. So once you have the training, again, through skills and repetition, you can sell anybody at any time and get to whatever your goal is.
Now, what if someone did want to start a career in sales? Do you think right now the way the economy is kind of a little uncertain, right, with what's going on, do you think it's a good time to start a career in sales right now?
It's actually the best time to get in sales, because think about when companies lay off or they reduce their spending. It's due to lack of sales. And I haven't heard a client yet, and I have many clients over the years, say, I'm making too much money. It's usually the opposite. So in sales, it's a profit center. So if you hire a salesperson and the salesperson reaches their sales objectives, your company makes money. If you hire an operations person, an attorney, you know, a tax accountant, in some cases, sorry, but even PR, that's often a cost center and hurts the bottom line. But since salespeople help the bottom line, it's even easier to find a sales job. It's easier to contribute to the bottom line. And frankly, it's probably safer during a downward swing.
You think it's safer, even if people don't necessarily have the money to spend on what you're selling?
Well, remember, all the recession is, or even a depression, is just a contraction of spend. So if a dollar was spent in your space and now goes down to 80 cents, then you just would have to work harder to gain market share. So it's really on you and not the economy to increase that share. So you actually have control over your destiny more so in sales than other areas. Now, if you're not motivated to be in sales, then you do something else respectfully, but you can still transfer those skills to something else that is in a more desired field. So actually, you actually would have to increase market share when things are bad, and you can protect your income, and you have more control over it.
You just got to work hard. Nose to the grind.
They work hard, you got to hustle. You have to hustle. So that's the kind of bottom line.
Right.
And I know that's in every space and every job, but at least in sales, it's a variable income, but you get paid a reward for when you perform.
Now, if you had one piece of advice for those who might be struggling in a career in sales or just in general in their career, what would that be?
If you have find out and really take a gut check, even if you need a vacation, whatever your process is, find out if you truly have passion for what you're doing. Because if there's lack of passion, you're not going to want to do it. You're not going to put in that extra effort. I know for entrepreneurs, they say you work 80 hours a week just to avoid working 40. And the reason that is 80 hours a week for an entrepreneur isn't work. It's their passion. For somebody in a job they hate, it's only 40, and it seems like almost like a jail. So that being said, you need to have passion for what you do, no matter what field you're in, and find that passion, because hopefully we all have some sort of passion. And once you find it, it won't become work, and you'll be even more successful.
Well, good. Well, thanks, Tom. I appreciate your time. You gave the listeners a lot of good information. Go out there, get some sales training, apply your skills so you can go have poker night, or you can go buy that bag at Nordstrom you want to buy, one of those things,
exactly.
You know, so you can sell to your husband or wife some cockamamie scheme. It all works. You got to use it. You're right. You're selling all the time. So, you know, Tom, thank you. It's always fun when we're on the line together, and we appreciate your time. And listeners, you can find out more about Tom LaVecchia, and as well as purchase his book at his website, thesalesexpert.com. Don't forget thesalesexpert.com, and also check out his blog, xfactorselling.wordpress.com. So thanks again, Tom.
Anytime, Stacey.
This podcast is presented by Annie Jennings of the national publicity firm, Annie Jennings PR, the creator of Jennings Wire Online Magazine. It's a diverse community of talented, insightful, and relevant bloggers, just like Tom, that share helpful and perhaps life-changing posts and podcasts. So please enjoy more posts on JenningsWire.com and discover bloggers that might be perfect for you. Till next time.